Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon. Praise the Lord. Welcome, everybody. All right. Thank you for joining us. Good morning, Sister Renita. Sister Ibukun. Good morning, Sister Grace. Good morning, Sister Pearl. Good morning, Sister Titilayo. Good morning. Good morning, Sister Nina, Sister Nkechi, and London. Good morning. So, Titilayo, are you on your way? Lord grant you a journey mercies.
Amen. The house now. Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you, sir.
Are you on your way already?
Yeah.
Thank you. Got you. It's well with you. It's well on your trip. Praise God. Thank you so much for coming to spend time with us in Arizona. It's been wonderful having you around. As you go back this morning, the Lord go with you. As well with your travels this morning. There will be no delays.
Amen.
Get home.
Amen.
You will be missed. No accidents. No errors in flight plan. No devil befalling your flight. No turbulence. Everything intact. Your luggage.
Amen.
You know, the air, breathing the plane, sanctify it all. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Safe travels in Jesus' name. Amen. Likewise for us that may be traveling this morning, he has the grace of God to go with them all. Bear them up, O Lord, on eagle's wings. The eternal God shall be their refuge and your refuge, that Titilayo, and underneath will be his everlasting arms. Praise the Lord. We also want to thank God for it was a very busy weekend for us, for me, my wife, for everybody in Phoenix. We've been involved for days in this wedding thing. But it was a thing of joy. You know, finally got through all of it yesterday. It was beautiful. So we give God the praise for answered prayers. We prayed for several things. You know, we prayed for rain before, but not during, and God did exactly that. You know, the evening of Thursday, we had rains. The events started on Friday through Sunday. We had no rains, and God gave us a cloud cover. We prayed specifically for cloud cover, and he did that. So I was looking at the temperature yesterday. And I said, well, those who come in from out of town, they may not think this is anything, but it is something. For us, a 20-degree drop is a lot. Even though it may be 99 degrees, it could have been 119, 118. So we thank God for that. Praise the Lord. All right. Welcome, everybody. Let's get started with prayer this morning. I'll turn it over to Lady Evan to pray over the room. Hallelujah.
Amen. Good morning. Good afternoon. Welcome everyone to the house. We thank God for this opportunity. We take it not lightly that we are able to gather even on a daily basis. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are now consumed. For his mercy fail not. They are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. Lord, you are faithful in all your ways. You are consistent. You are loving. We love you, Lord. We thank you for this great opportunity to fellowship one with another, because our fellowship is with the Father and with one another. We thank you for protecting us from the evil one. We thank you, Lord, for shielding us from evil. We thank you, Lord, this morning, as our manner is to commit this room into your hands, Lord, that you will reign supreme, that the words of our mouths and everything that we do today will be ordered from above. Father, take control over this room. Father, take absolute control Let everything be done to your glory and to your honor. Thank you for those who have called, they're chosen, Lord, and they're faithful. Thank you, Lord, because indeed you have called many, many that you have called, Lord, and you have chosen them. And Lord, they are faithful. We thank you that they will continue to be faithful in all their ways, in the name of Jesus. Please, Sister Tittle, I am mute. Thank you, Lord, because you are able to keep us from the evil one. Our manner is, Lord, to commit everyone into your hands today. As we continue with this room, let your glory and the honor of your name be magnified. Let the words and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable before you this morning. Father, whatever we're going to share among ourselves, Father, for the words that are going to be spoken, Father, we pray for the testimonies, the shares, and the reviews that we are going to be able to go into this morning. Lord, bless every tongue, every mouth that will speak in this room. We pray, Lord, that everything will be done in order and according to your word. In the name of Jesus, we take absolute control over principalities and powers and every plan of the enemy to cause confusion, to cause delay. In the name of Jesus, it will not happen. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us, Lord. And take control, Lord. Take control. And we come, O Lord, before you this morning and we receive the manna from heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and I yield. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, honey, for the prayers. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Good morning. Awake, oh, my voice. awake, awake, awake. Well, I am awake. It's just the voice that's not awake, so don't worry about it. We're all good. Praise the Lord. It's been a long day. I had to speak a lot yesterday and all of that. But we are good. It's all for good. So we thank God. Praise the Lord. All right. Glad that you are here with us. Praise God. I love to always, just share some music while we are here. It's part of, worship sessions. Consider this room each time you come in as, similar to a worship session. We'll always try to have praise and worship. We'd like to have a word. We'd like to hear some shares. We'd just like to have some, all around fellowship. And if there are prayers, we'd like to, pray over those as well. We see several people in the room already. Thank you for being here, Sister Choice. Good morning. We were praying for you yesterday, or good afternoon where you are. And we're going to continue to pray for you. Your situation was brought to our attention by one of our sisters here yesterday, and we are praying for you. It is well with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will uphold you, and he will strengthen you in Jesus' name. We're going to pray for you even more and more, and the Lord will continue to be with you. Fear not, and be not dismayed or distressed. God will uphold you. He will be with you. He will be with you in Jesus' name. Yeah, praise God. All right. Let me share this music with us as we go through this room. Praise the Lord. Time.
lost for words, trying to describe you. Elohim, Elion, Alex, Shelby, the greatness is all I see. There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot move. If you have said it, then you will do it. You have a track record of keeping your word, and you're not about to stop doing it now. All over Ruhamaya, all over Ruhamaya.
Yes. Yes. That's how we praise the Lord. Just raise your hands, I'm praising. Yes. Ah, the greatest one. Hallelujah. The Savior, the Redeemer, and the Healer. Your name is to be exalted, Lord. Yeah, that's what it all means. Praise the Lord. Some African chants for you there. Powerful praise in the Yoruba language. Giga, giga, lorukore means your name is to be lifted up and exalted higher than everything else. He's our Redeemer, Olugbala, and he's our Savior, he's our Healer, and all the praises, just praising and chanting his praises. And there is nothing he cannot do. Praise the Lord. So we'll spend a little time in praising the Lord this morning. And also, we want to give room for testimonies, for shares, you know, and for reviews this morning. So I hope everybody's doing well. Praise the Lord. I trust that it is well with you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I know that sometimes we go through challenges. And sometimes, in fact, the word challenge may be an understatement, you know, of, you know, things that people may go through from time to time, you know, but all we can do is look unto the Lord and look unto the Lord when, you know, things, the floods of life come in and try to completely overwhelm us. We have to look to the Lord. And those of you that are going through, you know, I want to play this song for you. Sister Choice, our prayers are with you. I want you to listen to this. He will lift you up. He'll hold your hands. He will ease the pain so you can smile again. Tell me how you feel. And we love you and we got your back in prayer. You feel all alone. The Lord is with you. He lifts you up. Keep your head up. No matter what you're going through. Keep your head up. The Lord will cause you to smile again. Lord, I pray for everyone that's going through tragedy in this room. Lord, we just want to lift them up, oh Lord.
tragic, tragic things around Sister Choice that we heard yesterday. There may be others that are going through, have suffered losses. There may be others that are going through weights that are too heavy to bear for you, you think. I pray even for everyone that's going through, even in this hour, Lord, on this room, even today, in Jesus' name, that you lift them up, oh God. Lift them up, oh God. Sometimes people are going through things that are just unimaginable. You have no idea. I want everybody to pray. Open your mics and begin to pray for our brothers and sisters that are going through. Open your
We thank you that you are in the midst. We thank you, Father, for your presence. We thank you, Father, for your heart of love. We thank you, Father, for your hand and grace and mercy.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus'
name. Oh, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, my Lord. My Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen. The burden is just too heavy on my mind this morning for those who are going through. I pray, Lord, God Almighty, Lord, that you lift them up. Lord, you said in your word, the redeemed of the Lord shall return. When people suffer these unimaginable tragedies, we just don't know how they can return. But because the Lord said so, that's all we can believe. Lord, this morning I pray that you help our brothers and our sisters that are going through to pick up the pieces again. To lift up, oh Lord, help them to lift up their heads again. Wipe their tears, oh God, off their eyes, oh God. And bring a smile back, oh Lord, to their face. In the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, we plead the blood of Jesus over everyone in this room. They may be here now, or they may be listening later on. Pray, Lord, uphold your people that are going through. Some of us just, we can't imagine. We have no idea. But Lord, we know that you are one, a high priest over the house of God that can be touched. You are touched with all the feelings of our pain. Because you are wounded for our transgressions. You are bruised for our iniquities. You are born our griefs and our sorrows, Lord. There are just some griefs and some sorrows that are too hard to bear sometimes. Lord, we call upon your grace for our brothers and our sisters that are going through. The ultimate grief is to witness with your own eyes your own son in that situation. Ultimate grief of sorrow. Sometimes, you know, people have to witness their loved ones killed, mutilated. Lord, we pray. And others have different varying degrees of sorrow that we're going through. Some people are overwhelmed, on the verge, you know, of even giving up, overwhelmed. Just don't know where to turn, to the left or the right. It's just so much. Everything just keep coming down, crashing down on them. One thing after the other. Remember the story of Job. One loss after the other. And if it was just the losses of camels and wealth, that might have been okay. But the loss of all your children in one day? I have no idea. Some of us have no idea the grief that even Eve had to go through. I have no idea. You know, we just read these things casually in the Bible. We don't know even the things that the Lord has to go through when he sees the pain that we're going through. One time he wept when he saw the pain of the grievers. I have no idea. One woman in the Bible, she lost, you know, her son at the hand of another son. We're told that Eve. I have no idea to see that. Nobody ever knew what it was for someone to be killed by another person. We never heard of such thing. And in one day, she almost lost two sons. One killed by the other one outcast. There's a lot of pain that people go through at times. You just can't imagine. You know, sometimes everything is going well and all of a sudden the devil comes at you. You know, like a battering ram. Everything begins to fall apart. But I want you to know this morning that we got your back in prayers and the Lord's got you. He got you. That's right. In the hollow of his hand, the palms of his hand, you are engraved, he said, the graving of my hands. And the Lord will make you yet to be more than a conqueror in the name of the Lord Jesus. When the grief is too heavy to bear, remember, the Lord said he will give you strength. My grace is sufficient for you. May the Lord help us. We never want to know her. You never want to be able to find out. You don't want to be in a position where you have to find out whether you can hold up. One time we had a grieving mother at the church. Many years ago, she lost someone in a foreign land. And the words that came out of her mouth, people said, why in the world? You know, I said, well, you don't want to find out. My prayer is for everybody. You say, well, you know, why would she say all those things? She almost wanted to curse the day, you know, that she was herself born. She lost a daughter. But I knew. I said, well, I pray that you don't be in a situation where you need to find out whether you will hold up in such a situation. May you never be in that situation. It's a great thing to, you know, to preach faith as a preacher, as a pastor. But when you have to pastor grief and administer grace through that period, it's not the same thing when things are going great and you're just preaching and everybody's hollering and shouting. It's a lot of burden sometimes, you know, people go through, and shepherds also have to be at that. Jesus bore it one time. In John 11:35, we're told that he wept because he saw the pain. All the weepers and the mourners and everything else just going there, the grief that they had to go through. He knew their hearts. They were saying, Lord, you could have been here. You could have been here. We called upon you, but you didn't answer. You know, why you come? Why do you come now? You could have been here. Their hearts were turned. I mean, that's broken, torn apart. They thought they had access to the Lord. You know, the Lord visited their home, Martha and Mary, and even Lazarus. And they called upon him when they were in dire situation, but he didn't show up. He never showed up when they called upon him. And he waited until the situation got from bad to worse, and even the unthinkable. This man was buried in the grave. 4 days already, they wept, they've been through a lot, mourning, going through even the burial and all of that, and now you show up. These people are weeping and crying. And Jesus himself wept because he felt all that pain. But he knew what he had to do, and he felt the pain. The pain that he felt was, he knew that they had to go through that, you know, for the glory of God and for the people to believe that the Son of Man had power even over death, even when you're in the grave. But he knew how painful it was for them. You know, sometimes you feel the pain. You know, sometimes I go to the hospital and I can't even stand there. I can literally feel the pain inside of me. You know, I can feel the pain in my stomach. And sometimes when people are going through and you hear their situation, you literally just feel the pain that's in their heart. Ladies and gentlemen, I just pray for everyone that's going through here this morning. The Lord, He knows your pain and He feels your pain. If I can feel it, He can feel it even more. And we just pray for grace and for strength for everyone that's going through. And let's remember one another. It's the least we can do. You know? Let's just hold one another up. Every day you think of someone, the Lord brings them to your heart. You just pray for them. Just lift them up before the throne of grace. Prayers. Your prayers can help. And just ask the Lord to send mercy their way and to uphold them. Hallelujah. And it's not only, you know, the loss of family, child, or whatever that people are dealing through. Yours may not be that. But it may be equally devastating for you. You know, you may have lost a lot of things, you know, some people are on the verge of, you know, being homeless sometimes. And, you know, some people have, you know, sicknesses and things they're dealing with, the loved ones in hospital for months. They can't even, you know, they don't know. From one day to another, sometimes people are going through some moments of joy, and all of a sudden, bang! Devil comes in like a battering ram. We almost had that situation this last weekend. Many people didn't know it. But the Lord, you know, He came through very quickly. You know, so my heart just goes out this morning to everyone that's going through. And I pray that the Lord will uphold you. The Lord will uphold you. He will lift up your hands that are hanging down. Give strength to the feeble knees. Cause your head that's bowed down to be raised up again. And help you pick up the pieces. He'll pick up the pieces for you even when you can't. He'll put it all back together. And one way or another, may the Lord bring a smile back on your face. May the Lord supply your need. May the Lord help. May the Lord come through for you if your loved one is in hospital or whatever situation you're going through. On here this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. The Holy Spirit, He changed that here this morning for me to go in that direction. You know, that was not the script. The script, as you see in the title, was we're going to do shares. And we still will do that in a few minutes. I get this burden off my heart. And, you know, but the Lord is good and His mercies endure forever. I pray the grace of God be with you and your loved ones and in your homes, everybody. Jesus, He prayed for us. He prayed for us. He stood in the gap. And even till the day, till today, we have a high priest over the house of God forever making intercessions for us. Hallelujah. And we ought to also make intercessions for one another. And ye that make mention of the Lord, you know, if the Lord giving you the ministry of intercession, it's a tremendous, it's the greatest miracle. I mean, it's the greatest ministry. And, you know, sometimes people can't even, you know, they don't understand the responsibilities. Pray for people. And don't take that lightly. God gives you the grace to do that. But all of us, every one of us, must pray for one another. May the Lord turn all the sadness into joy, all the sorrow and all the mourning into gladness. Now, this is one of the reasons why we also look forward to the coming of the Lord, you know, physically, because at that point in time, wipe away all our tears finally. And it will change that forever. But that, right now, we have to deal with some of those situations. But through prayer and, you know, us upholding one another, and sometimes it's fervent, effectual prayer. It's not just casual prayer. We can not only overcome when we're going through, we can also avoid some of those things. We've dealt in this room on how to avoid adversity. We need to pray more. See, we got to pray more. We got to pray more. That's the only way. You got to pray more. And for those of you who are heads of families, you know, you're a father, you have a wife, you have children. You know, you're a mother, you're a single mother, you have children. You know, whatever you have going on, you have responsibility. The Lord has given you the keys over your house. Hallelujah. Christ also over his house. Well, you over your own house. You have responsibility. Stand in the gap. Jesus said, if the good man of the house would have watched in the spirit, he would not have, you know, allowed his own house to be broken up. We have responsibility to stand in the gap. Pray over your children. Pray over your spouse. Pray over your, you know, even parents. You know, children can pray for their parents as well. I mean, you all uphold one another. Pray one another for your brethren. You know, the more we pray, the greater the chances of averting some evil. Jesus told them, pray, you know, that you enter not into these kinds of evils and temptations. Well, they didn't pray. They were all sleeping. Jesus told them again, pray. We are called to prayer all the time. Living a life of prayer is a must. We got to watch in prayer all the time. You know, and so, you know, at the top of the hour, we're going to come into shares and testimonies and so forth. But for the next 10 minutes, I want us to pray some more. You know, we're going to pray some more. Because, you know, the devil is going around as a roaring lion looking for whom he may devour. Well, he's not going to stop at my door. There is no admittance. It's posted over my door. The blood of Jesus over it. No admittance to any devil, any infirm spirit, any spirit of tragedy or sorrow or mishaps. Not in my house and not in yours either. I want all of us for the next 10 minutes stand in the gap over your families. So if you are parents, you know, pray for your children. You're married, pray for your spouse. If you're a child, pray for your siblings, pray for your parents. And then, you know, and above all, pray for your brethren in the Lord. So we're going to do that right now for the next few minutes. And by prayer and supplication, by fervent prayer,
We can avert many evils. We don't want to be careless. You know, we don't want the devil to take us by surprise. You know, the early church, they might have been careless at one time. Herod got a hold of James and killed him before anybody knew about it. And then they woke up and started to pray for Peter. Well, you know, let's not wait until some evil thing happens and then we wake up. Let's begin to pray daily. Let's form a habit of intercessory prayer. So let's do that. I want you to open your mics and begin to pray. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your spouse. Pray for your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Let's do it over the next few minutes. As many as are on the stage, you can open your mics. If you are in the audience, join us as well, wherever you are. Open your mics and let's begin to pray. Glory to God.